Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Fridley. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Quincy Troop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The shortstop, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The left fielder, Don Lenhart. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Faith Roneberry. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey McDermott. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mickey McDermott. And now, play ball. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson takes first base on ball four. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila takes first base on ball four. Simpson moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone takes first base on ball four. Simpson moves to third. Avila moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. Simpson scores. Avila moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simpson. DiMaggio reaches second base with a double. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall strikes out. One out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. DiMaggio scores. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter strikes out. One out. Quincy Troop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Troop is called out on strikes. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Faith Roneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pearsall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lenhart. Rosen reaches second base with a double. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Boone hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thornberry, who is chasing the ball. Boone reaches third base with a triple. Rosen scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pearsall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simpson, who is chasing the ball. McDermott reaches third base with a triple. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to home to get McDermott. DiMaggio moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Wynn. DiMaggio moves to third. Pearsall moves to second. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lenhart is called out on strikes. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. DiMaggio scores. Pearsall moves to third. Stevens moves to second. It's Indians, 2, Red Sox, 2. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo takes first base on ball 4. Faye Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornberry hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Steve Gromek now pitching. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-1 in the game. Lepsio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. the Indians will come to bat. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fridley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 1 in the game. Easter hits a line drive into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Quincy Tripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tripp is 0 for 1 in the game. Tripp is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. McDermott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. DiMaggio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McDermott moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Fridley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lenhart hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Berardino pinch hits for Steve Gramek. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino strikes out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDermott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rosen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lenhart. Rosen reaches second base with a double. Avila goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosen scores. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Boone moves to second. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 0 for 2 in the game. Fridley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sam Jones now pitching. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stevens is called out on strikes. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dropo strikes out. Two outs. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Thornberry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 2 in the game. Easter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Quincy Tripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tripp is 0 for 2 in the game. Tripp takes first base on ball 4. Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a pop-up towards the mound. McDermott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Simpson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tripp moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 2 in the game. Lepsio hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. McDermott is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. DiMaggio is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Rosen strikes out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Boone moves to second. Ike DeLock now pitching. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 0 for 3 in the game. Fridley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boone scores. Mitchell moves to third. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 3 in the game. Easter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Easter reaches second base with a double. Mitchell scores. Fridley goes all the way around to score. It's 7-6, Indians. Ralph Brickner now pitching. Pete Reiser pinch hits for Quincy Tripp. Pete Reiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reiser takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby pinch hits for Sam Jones. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simpson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Easter scores. Reiser moves to third. It's 8-6, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks, Avila bunts towards the mound. Brickner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Reiser scores. Simpson moves to second. It's 9-6, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a fly ball into right field. Thornberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bertie Tebbutt's now catching. Mike Garcia now pitching. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-3 in the game. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen throws to second for one, and Avila throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Lenhart moves to second. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Dropo hits a pop-up towards the mound. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Mitchell bunts towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mitchell for the out. Boone moves to second. One out. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fridley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pearsall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boone moves to third. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Easter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Faye Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Thornberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-3 in the game. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lepsio moves to second. Johnny Pesky pinch hits for Ralph Brickner. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. DiMaggio strikes out. The ball gets by Tebbutt's. He chases the ball to the backstop. There goes Lepsia. Here's the throw, and he's safe. There goes White. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Billy Goodman pinch hits for Jim Pearsall. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Pesky now playing shortstop. Harry Taylor now pitching. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Simpson hits a pop-up towards the mound. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lenhart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Dropo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Dropo reaches second base with a double. Lenhart moves to third. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Thronberry hits a line drive towards short. Boone catches it and steps on second to double up Dropo. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.